This is Ozarks at Large for Wednesday, May 21st, 2014. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Christina Thomas. You could win tickets plus camping to the 11th annual Wakarusa Music Festival. It's June 5th through the 8th on Mulberry Mountain in Ozark. Over 150 acts will perform, including the Flaming Lips, Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros, and the John Butler Trio. The winner will be announced May 30th during the noon edition of Ozarks at Large. Registration and information are available at KUAF.com.
KUAF will air a live broadcast of Mozart in the Museum from Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art May 28th at 8 p.m. This live radio broadcast is a part of the 2014 Artisphere Festival and will feature the Artisphere Festival Orchestra with Corrado Riveras, music director. This event is made possible in part by contributing listeners of KUAF Public Radio.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, Roby Brock from our content partner, Talk Business and Politics, speaks with Speaker of the House, Davy Carter, about the issue of same-sex marriage. Also, we learn more about the weather phenomenon known as a land spout.
Plus, First Christian Church in Fayetteville prepares to celebrate its building centennial. In the latest installment of our monthly Spaces series, we take a tour of the church. And we hear sounds from last weekend's tour de farms. Our history doctor, Bill Smith, returns for another conversation and more.
But first, the Tyson Family Foundation is giving a $2 million gift to the Jones Center Endowment Fund. John Tyson, the chair of Tyson Foods, presented the check at the Jones Center in Springdale yesterday. Kelly Kemp McClintock, the chief advancement officer for the Jones Center, says the gift helps the Jones Center get closer to a fundraising goal.
In December of 2012, the Walton family announced that they would make available up to $10 million. If we could raise another $20 million.
Yesterday's gift, along with previous gifts from the CARE Foundation and the George family, puts the Jones Center within $3.5 million of reaching the goal by the November deadline. Kemp McClintock says other gifts have been secured that will be announced later. She says yesterday's gift had particularly emotional heft for Springdale and the Jones Center.
When Mr. John Tyson Sr. was beginning Tyson Foods, and Harvey Jones was a young entrepreneur starting Jones Truck Lines, it was very typical in those days that you did all of your business up and down Emma Avenue. And so the original Jones Truck Lines building was on Emma Avenue. And then you had Tyson in the very beginning, their original office on Emma.
All gifts to the Jones Center before November 15th go toward meeting the fundraising goal.
Yesterday's primary election brought few surprises in many statewide races. Democrat Mike Ross and Republican Asa Hutchinson will face off in November's general election for governor after easily winning their party's primaries. Speaking to supporters last night, Ross, who spent 12 years representing the 4th District in Congress, said he could get beyond partisan differences for the good of the state.
I want the people of Arkansas to know that I will work with anyone who will work with me to make Arkansas an even better place to live, work, and raise a family. Let's put an end to the partisan bickering and get the job done.
Republican Asa Hutchinson, who represented the state's 3rd congressional district more than a decade ago, told his supporters there are clear differences between him and his Democratic opponent.
I have a high regard for Mike as a person, as someone who has served our country in Congress. But let me tell you, we have differences in our approach to government, in our belief, in the direction that we should go as a state. And we want to outline those differences in this fall election.
Hutchinson and Ross will face Libertarian nominee Frank Gilbert and Green Party nominee Joshua Drake. In addition, Congressman Tim Griffin won the Republican primary for lieutenant governor with more than 60% of the vote.
Not every race was as easily won, though. In the 4th Congressional District Republican primary, Representative Bruce Westerman won the party's nomination with less than 10% of the vote separating him and Tommy Mall. The three-way Republican race for Attorney General was similarly close, with Leslie Rutledge coming out in front in the election with 47% of the vote, compared to 39% for David Sterling, and less than 14% of the vote for Patricia Nation. The close race means a runoff election will be held June 10th between Rutledge and Sterling. Even closer in yesterday's election was the sales tax issue in Crawford County. As of this morning, both issues passed with more than 51% of the county's voters in favor of and more than 48% against the collective sales tax increase of 0.75 cents aimed at raising money for a new county jail.
In judicial races, Court of Appeals Judge Robin Wynn won a 12,000-vote margin over Tim Cullen for the position 2 spot on the state Supreme Court. Meanwhile, Stacey Zimmerman won a narrow victory of more than 500 votes over Lisa Parks in the District 4 Division 3 Circuit Judge race. And Judge Bill Story remains on the bench in Fayetteville District Court. He defeated Tim Snively with 2/3 of the vote and a margin of more than 2,000 votes.
Earlier this week, Arkansas Attorney General Dustin McDaniel approved the wording of a potential ballot initiative that, if approved, would abolish the notion of wet and dry counties in Arkansas. David Couch, a Little Rock attorney, says though prohibiting retail sales of alcohol in dry counties is an idea that dates back to the end of Prohibition, there are a number of reasons he proposed the initiative.
Over the years, the retail liquor lobby has amended the wet-dry statutes so many times that you have to get 38% of the registered voters in a particular county to get a measure on the ballot. In this last legislative session, they also added some restrictions upon the canvassers and may have changed the deadlines, the times that you have to do it. So if you look at it from a practical perspective, they've made it so difficult to do in one county that only someone like Walmart or some other organization like that that has, you know, a lot of financial resources will be able to get done.
According to campaign contribution records filed with the Arkansas Ethics Commission, Tom and Stuart Walton in 2012 collectively contributed more than $632,000 to Keep Dollars in Benton County, which successfully pushed for legalizing alcohol sales in that county. Though Couch's proposed ballot initiative would legalize alcohol sales in all of the state's 75 counties, he says it wouldn't change much about the overall legislation of alcohol in the state.
It wouldn't change a thing other than wet and dry. The same regulations would be in effect. The same rules would be in effect, and it gives the power to the General Assembly to change those as they see fit in the future. All it does is just legalize the sale of alcoholic beverages in every county in the state of Arkansas.
But before voters can decide on the issue, 78,133 signatures are required to put the initiative on the November ballot. Couch says the canvassing company collecting signatures for this issue is certain it can collect those signatures before July 7th.
Today, the University of Arkansas is reversing last week's decision to offer health insurance plans to legally wed same-sex couples. According to the university, the UA General Legal Counsel determined that the stay on same-sex marriage issued by the state Supreme Court means the university won't be able to allow same-sex spouses to be added to UA employee insurance plans. The decision applies to same-sex marriages performed in Arkansas and in other states or countries.
The 600 block of West Maple Street in Fayetteville is closed for the next week as city crews install a water main and repair a sewer main. The work is causing both lanes to be closed between Gregg and Whittam Avenues from 7:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. through next Wednesday, though the street will be open during Memorial Day weekend.
The 20th-ranked Razorback baseball team moves on in the SEC baseball tournament after defeating Texas A&M yesterday 4-0. The tournament continues today in Hoover, Alabama, when Arkansas faces 10th-ranked Ole Miss.
Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with overnight lows in the lower 60s. Tomorrow, Thursday, sunny with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Tomorrow evening, mostly clear, lows in the lower 60s.